Schools were closed this week, hunting season put off, even Halloween activities have been canceled, all as a six-week-old manhunt goes on in northeastern Pennsylvania. In September, two state troopers were shot in an ambush. One was killed, the other wounded. State police identified a suspect, Eric Freen. They call him a self-taught survivalist and marksman with a grudge against police. Ever since, they have been searching for Freen unsuccessfully. Comparisons with the search for Eric Rudolph are inevitable. Rudolph was the domestic terror bomber who disappeared into the Appalachian wilderness for 5 years before his capture. The man in charge of that search was former FBI Special Agent in Charge Chris Swecker, who joins us now. Hi.
Hi, Robert.
There have been sightings and false sightings of Freen. Does all this strike you as reminiscent of the Rudolph manhunt?
Oh, it definitely does. There are just so many similarities to the hunt for the Olympic bomber. Both of them are survivalists, or at least fancy themselves as survivalists, and they're both in very rugged terrain. I think there's that period where there's saturation of the law enforcement manhunt aspect of it, which I think at some point is going to have to wind down, as we did with Eric Robert Rudolph.
Yeah, you spoke of Rudolph as the Olympic bomber. He was one of the bombs he placed was at the games in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's correct.
If the attack on the Pennsylvania troopers was planned the way state police evidently think it was, you have a fugitive who would probably plan his escape. How much does that complicate a search?
Well, this type of search it presents a whole host of complications. One, if he's planned it as Rudolph did, he's got supplies stashed in not one place but several places. If he planned well enough, these supplies are either buried underground or in caves. And, you know, there's many different aspects of this planning. I mean, even things like stocking books and radios and cell phones and that sort of thing.
Eric Rudolph was ultimately arrested by a local police officer, and then he published his own account of his life on the lam. Assuming that what he wrote was truthful, did Rudolph's own account of his time as a fugitive confirm what you thought must have been going on, or was it an eye-opener for you and other law enforcement officers?
There were a couple of eye-openers. I don't think there were a lot of surprises for those that were very close to the investigation. The main part being that he didn't have a lot of help. He had minimal help, if any, that he had prepared well in advance, that many times he was watching the search team and could track their movements probably better than we could track his. So there weren't a whole lot of surprises other than some of the aspects. For example, the hidden dynamite. He had five different sites where he had hidden explosives, and he had actually gotten close enough to our command post to detonate an IED, which he chose not to.
By preparing, you mean that Rudolph, in his case, and we don't know, but possibly the current fugitive, could store food, other sorts of supplies, a weapon, even dynamite, in places in the woods where they would know to find them and police wouldn't.
Correct. I actually stood on top of one of Eric Rudolph's hiding places and didn't know it. What he did was dug holes in the ground and put his supplies in there, or whatever he wanted to put in there, weapons, whatever. In this case, it was supplies. And then he found a huge flat rock and covered it up with leaves and dirt, and it looked perfectly natural.
When you were in charge of this search, did you have then, or do you have now, some sense of what would be the outer limit on how long a person could conceivably remain in the wild and evade a search?
Well, when I took over, Eric Rudolph had been in the woods for about 2.5 years, close to 3 years. In the case of Freen, I don't think that he has the advantages that Rudolph had. I think the area is more finite. It's harder to slip in and out of the area that he's in. If he doesn't have shelter, he's going to seek shelter at some point. It's just too hard to live outdoors for the period of time that he's been outdoors. And I really feel like, and I think a lot of experts would say, he's starting to reach the outer limits of his ability to stay outdoors.
Mr. Swecker, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
My pleasure.
Chris Swecker, who was the special agent in charge for the FBI of the search for Eric Rudolph some years ago, we were talking about the current manhunt in northeastern Pennsylvania for Eric Freen.